Women's World Soccer kicks off tomorrow in Philadelphia and in Columbus, Ohio. The defending champion Americans play their first game Sunday against Sweden. Expectations are high for the U.S. this year. The team's stunning victory at the last World Cup will be difficult to match. Adding to the pressure on the players, this week's announcement that the U.S. Women's Pro Soccer League is closing shop. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
It was the summer of 99, the final game of the Women's World Cup. 90,000 screaming fans filled the Rose Bowl. All are on their feet, waiting for the final kick in the overtime penalty tiebreaker. Brandi Chastain slams the ball past China's stunned goalie, and in one of the most replayed moments in sports, rips off her jersey down to her black sports bra. As U.S. goalie Brianna Scurry put it at the time, it seemed like everyone in the U.S. became a woman soccer fan.
It's been just absolutely awesome. I mean, look at all of you out there, and I mean, this is unbelievable. And it's great to see your country getting behind you and basically helping you onto victory.
Fast forward 4 years, and young girls in every town and city in the U.S. are dedicated to soccer.
Hi, ladies. Let me check the equipment first.
Got them.
Please. Any jewelry? Any earrings?
Nope.
Okay. Play the ball and play by the whistle and have a good game.
You too, right?
Thank you.
These teenagers playing in a Saturday youth league in Southern California have powerful memories of the last World Cup. 15-year-old Jessica Ebers, who plays fullback for her Redondo Beach South High team, says she still watches tapes of the 1999 game. Posters of the big soccer stars Mia Hamm, Brandi Chastain, and Julie Foudy plaster her bedroom walls.
They're role models. They're in the stand in school and stuff like that.
Ebers and her fellow teammates are even more excited since several of the tournament's final games will be played just 20 miles away at the brand new Home Depot soccer stadium in Carson. Painters are still touching up the stadium while technicians do last-minute sound checks of the state-of-the-art facility. Scares over SARS moved the championship out of China, and U.S. organizers have had only 4 months to prepare for the international event.
We're calling it the 120-day World Cup.
U.S. soccer spokesman Brian Chenault says on top of the organizing challenges, the World Cup will have to compete against a crowded fall sports schedule for fans. Major League Baseball's pennant races are in full swing, and the NFL and college football seasons are underway. In addition, critics say attendance will be low, especially in the final matches, because they've been booked in small venues like the Home Depot Center with its 30,000-seat capacity. U.S. Soccer Chenault disagrees.
There's no way to recreate the atmosphere and the crowd that we had in 99, and I think having this new venue is a perfect chance to show people that, you know, we are playing in soccer-specific stadiums now instead of these huge, cavernous football stadiums.
Elite women's soccer suffered its biggest blow on Monday when the U.S. Women's Pro League, the WUSA, folded. U.S. co-captain Julie Foudy says she hopes the buzz over this year's World Cup can restart the league.
We've been able to get a real following from the fans emotionally from World Cups, and we want them to know that we want to save this league, and so we're hopeful that resonates with some people out there and it strikes an emotional chord and corporate sponsors step up to support it.
While most experts say a quick revival of the WUSA is unlikely, Brandi Chastain says pro women's soccer players are resilient.
We're not done fighting, and that's the beauty of this group here. That's the beauty of the players of the WUSA. We're trudging uphill, and we knew that from the beginning, and we're not willing to give up this fight.
On the field, the women have a tough fight ahead of them. The U.S. team is aging. 7 of the players are over 30. And the competition is stiff this year. The teams from Norway, Sweden, Germany, and China have all improved since the last Cup, and any one of them can take this year's title. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.